This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll free to bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the media's response or lack thereof to this very disturbing bill that is very nearly going to be passed. It was overwhelmingly passed by the Senate and the House over the last few weeks, and now it is sitting awaiting a signature, which so far the Trump administration seems to be indicating they intend to have Trump put on the document, which will make it so this law, the SESTA-FOSTA Act, will essentially restrict freedom of speech on the Internet to the extent to where anybody who's considered to be posting something that could be prostitution-related, meaning like a personals ad with code words in it, perhaps, could be, if there's five of those such posts by five different people on a website like, say, Craigslist, then the website operator will become legally liable for sex trafficking charges, both criminally and civilly liable. It's an incredible chilling of freedom of speech, and it's happening now in the so-called free country of the United States. And the media's response so far has been mostly to ignore it. Reason.com's Matt Welch went through a bunch of newspaper editorials, searching as much as he could to try to find these, whatever editorials the newspapers would have to post about this. And he only found four of them from major newspapers, and two out of the four were completely in favor of the Sex Trafficking Act, even though it runs roughshod over freedom of speech, which you would like to think that the media entities in the United States would support freedom of speech, but apparently not. It's their speech is fine, but your speech, can't have that. We need government to regulate that. And as was pointed out in the last hour, first they came for the prostitutes in this case. There's an old great poem by Pastor Martin Niemöller from the World War II era about how first they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I didn't speak up. And then they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, and there was some other third category.
I think it was Jews then.
Might have been. And then they came for me, and there was no one else around to speak up for me. And the same thing is happening today. Whereas instead, the news media appears to be more concerned with its competitors and what they're doing, like Sinclair Broadcasting. There were 15 newspaper editorials written over the same time period as the four editorials written about the Sex Trafficking Act, the 15 editorials written about Sinclair. Let's go to Kenny. He's in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to WGOW. Hello, Kenny.
Hey.
Hey.
So I think it was a brilliant move by the politicians to attach this to a sex trafficking bill, because who's going to vote against an anti-sex trafficking bill?
Right.
And
it's just all about the names.
What media organization is going to speak out against a bill that claims to protect innocent children?
Well, to their credit, the Orange County Register and the L.A. Times were the two newspaper editorial boards who were against this horrifying legislation, and obviously we're firmly against it here on Free Talk Live. But yeah, you're right. The news media overwhelmingly is either just ignoring it or they're in favor of it.
Yeah, well, I'm actually on the whole prostitution thing. I'm in an interesting position because I'm both a fundamentalist Christian and a voluntarist.
Mm.
So, while I think that prostitution is morally wrong, I also think that, you have every right to participate in it if you wish to.
Right. Sin is something between you and your God.
Well, Jesus befriended the prostitutes. He didn't throw them in a cage.
Yeah, and I think that it probably does some irreparable harm to the psyche. But that's
I would agree.
So that's something. But they tend to conflate things a lot when it comes to these kind of bills, because you think about human trafficking versus sex trafficking, and they tend to combine those as well, even when things like people trying to sneak across the border into the United States. Now, it definitely puts those kind of people at greater risk of being violated especially when they're young girls trying to sneak across the border into the United States.
Sure.
But the lawmakers, they tend to treat human trafficking, which may just be smuggling someone across the border, with sex trafficking when the two are not the same thing either. So,
great points tonight, Kenny. Thanks for calling. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So Matt Welch over at Reason.com, he's the one who's focusing on this media inconsistency, the media ignoring threats to its own freedoms, because, again, they can start here, and then eventually they'll come out to other categories where they're going to, you know, crack down on freedom of speech on the Internet. So they're starting with the, you know, prostitutes, because it's an easy position for them to take. Like, again, who could be against a bill that supposedly is going to crack down on sex trafficking? Well, in the case of the Kansas City Star, which, according to Reason.com, their masthead doesn't even mention that a free speech objection exists to this law. Instead, exulting in the, quote, bipartisan win and, quote, how the fight was worth it, unquote. And here's the actual excerpt from Kansas City's editorial. Ever since the wildly lucrative world of sex trafficking moved from the streets to the Internet, market leaders in the commercial sex advertising like Backpage have hidden behind an antiquated section of the Communications Decency Act. The act provided Backpage with what Senator Claire McCaskill called, quote, complete and total immunity from being held accountable for their bad behavior, unquote. And so the idea was that this bill is changing that particular Communications Decency Act, the section of what they call the Good Samaritan section, which essentially creates some carve-outs and some exemptions for website operators to not be held responsible for the content that their users create on their website, of which they may not even be aware that it exists.
I don't think that websites like Backpage can entirely absolve themselves for whatever complicity there is in the yuckiness that is prostitution. Now, look, I think prostitution should be legal because I think that you make it worse by making it illegal. But, you know, if you're a whoremonger, you're a whoremonger. Right? I don't have a particular problem with them being smeared with that brush. It's when no one will come back and defend the right to freedom of speech. I don't think that everybody who was on Backpage was, participating in whatever these, activities were.
Of course not.
You know,
the majority of prostitution is completely consensual. The supermajority. Go talk to any prostitute who's a professional, and we've seen them testify. You haven't been at any of these hearings, but Daryl and I have gone to the State House.
We had a prostitute on the air for an hour when we were at Anacapulco, and she seemed pretty compliant.
She's a pro.
Yeah,
and
she was a pro. She talked very frankly about her job.
Well, she was from Toronto anyway, so she's not even in the United States. Because it's dangerous to be a prostitute in the United States.
Right.
And but anyway, the prostitute said it's
testified. Wasn't she some kind of scientific researcher and that decided the money was better in prostitution?
I don't recall.
Yeah, she was some kind of bio.
She was a smart lady. There's no doubt about it. But anyway, the prostitution in the United States is clearly illegal. It's a danger to the women that participate in it and men. But they still are willing to do it because people are willing to flout the law no matter what. You know, this is their calling for whatever reason. This is what they want to do. This is the service that they want to provide. And what I was trying to point out was, if you actually go to these hearings where sex workers who are professionals, who are willing to show themselves, come out and testify, they'll tell you sex trafficking on the streets, sex trafficking in their industry is very, very small. It doesn't really, it almost barely exists.
I think that, yes, but I don't know if they would know, right? Like,
well,
what's a prostitute know about other prostitutes? It's like asking me about the Jim Bohannon show. I really don't know that much about it.
Well, but you've met Jim Bohannon.
I have. He seems like
a
nice guy.
If Jim Bohannon was a...
He's a protectionist, but he's a nice guy.
But my point is, you've met Jim Bohannon because all the talk show people go to talk show conventions,
yep.
And, you know, you kind of end up meeting people. And the same thing's true to some extent of prostitutes. They still encounter one another on the streets, for instance. And there's some level of, I'm sure not everybody knows everybody, but in a smaller place, you're likely to know who the girls are that are working a certain street or whatever. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. You can also interview the Johns. I mean, they don't tend to come to the hearings because, again, everybody's afraid of being arrested.
Right. That's a bad idea.
Go ahead, interview the Johns. Ask them how often they come across slave girls. I mean, that's something that people have to specifically look for. It's not just something that you just get offered to you.
Yuck.
We're coming up.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so feel free to Skype in and join us at Skype username lrn.fm. Or hop on into the Discord on-air call-in line room. You can do that over at discord.lrn.fm. Discord, by the way, is our chat service where you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts, sometimes before, during, and after the show, all for free over at discord.lrn.fm. The best way to get in there is to just go download the app first and then click on discord.lrn.fm in your web browser, and it'll pop right in and authorize you to get into our server. That's the fastest way to do it. And the app is available for Android, for iOS, for Windows, for Mac, for Linux. So pretty much any operating system you might be using, discord.lrn.fm. Also, I do want to let you know about Zencash. Privacy is going to become more and more important, especially as the government continues to crack down on freedom of speech on the Internet. The good news is Zencash is there to help you cover up your private transactions of both money and messages. Zencash has a private platform that you can use to send its cryptocurrency, Zen, and also encrypted messages over. They've got more than 8,000 secure nodes in their system, meaning that Zencash is one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency out there. And one of the other cool things about it is it was founded by voluntarists, founded by liberty-loving people who actually care about freedom, and they actually even wrote into their white paper the ideas of voluntarism. So check it out over at Zencash.com. Do your due diligence. You know, there's a lot of choices in the world of cryptocurrency. This is one of the ones we like. Zencash.com. As we continue here, we'll take David's call from New Mexico. He's on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hey, the things you're talking about. First of all, let me go back to your promo about Mile High Club.
Do we talk about the the promo. Free Talk Live 60-second promo for the show that's actually from a really old episode of the show about the Mile High Club. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, without any juicy details, I once kept getting the eye, me and a girl I met on the flight going across the Atlantic Ocean. If one of the nosy flight attendants wouldn't have kept checking up on us, we probably would have.
That's why they did it.
Hold on. Yeah, the two of you went into the bathroom and you got checked on, or you never made it into the bathroom?
No, heck no. I would never go. I wouldn't be interested in doing it in the bathroom, but the plane was empty enough that we basically had
in the plane? Now, that's got to be worth it, because the discussion we had was about points. There was apparently a point system. So I would guess if you could actually do it in the plane itself without having to go into a secluded bathroom, that should be worth more points than just the bathroom.
It was obviously some time ago. With the way the new seats are set up, I can't imagine two people could be in one seat at all.
You could raise up some of the arms.
Yeah. You could.
Depending on which, I don't know if it's every airline that has the raisable arms, but sometimes they have those.
Yeah, the flights used to be more empty back in those days than they are nowadays. And another cool thing to do, I used to fly for a living, but so explain some of it. They put the autopilot on, and if you're the only two in the airplane, you put the autopilot on and then go in the back of the airplane.
But that's kind of a bizarre. Like, it's a very safe idea.
It's fine.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. Toll free number here is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Would you rather have a drunken pilot or a pilot that's completely gone out of the cockpit into the back to have sex with his co-pilot or navigator?
I suspect that most commercial air flights are largely driven by autopilot.
You think so?
Yeah.
Could be right. Let's continue here. James is in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to WGOW on FM. Hello, James.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm a pilot, so I've got a comment to make about the pilot situation, and trust me, you don't want a drunken pilot.
No, I would not think so.
Yeah, a pilot that's absent for a little while for whatever reason is better than having a drunken pilot.
All right, very good.
All right, number two, remember the guy that called in on talking about the Craigslist situation?
Yeah, the guy who believed that Craigslist was taking down their personals so they could launch another personal site, even though the government is basically going to target sites like Craigslist for having personals.
Yeah, yeah, and you were pretty rough on him because you pointed out that hey, you don't list things on Craigslist, you don't really have any firsthand knowledge of this, you don't really know what you're talking about. And I've noticed that tendency among a lot of talk show radio hosts, and I just want to point out that I was listening to you talking about prostitution. And you had a lot of opinions, and you made a lot of statements. And Have you personally used a prostitute?
I personally have never used a prostitute.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean I can't have an opinion as to whether or not it should be legal, does it?
It's not the sort of question that people... Yes, as a matter of fact, he has. It's not the sort of question you'll get most people to answer honestly anyway.
Well, that is an honest answer, though. But look, whether or not I've participated in prostitution, I certainly know people who have. And thirdly, even if I didn't, why should I not be able to have an opinion about its legality?
Well, why can't he have an opinion about Craigslist?
Oh, he certainly can. I just pointed out that his opinion is complete speculation. There's no basis for it.
Your opinion about that prostitutes, maybe high class prostitutes, happen to know a lot of street prostitutes.
I didn't say that at all.
Prostitution is a terrible problem in the United States. It's a blight on our society, and it should be against the law, in my opinion.
How would you get rid of it? I mean, obviously the laws that they've had against prostitution. By the way, this country was built by people who had legal access to prostitution. Nonetheless, how would you get rid of it?
It destroys families. It destroys families.
What if you're single?
Prostitution is a terrible, terrible blight on our society.
For one thing, you
enforce the laws and you don't slap them on the wrist every time that they're picked up.
Throw them away, lock them up, throw away the key.
Imagine a lot of sex trafficked young women are just dying to get into the legal system that you're referring to here, where they get thrown into jail for the next 10 years.
All I'm saying is that we've got to control it. It's corrosive. It destroys families. It's bad news.
Okay, you've called it corrosive a few times, and you've claimed it destroys families. I've asked you, what if only single people participated in it for whatever reason, and you won't address that either.
So you're saying that the family unit would not be destroyed if prostitution didn't exist. So therefore, all the men who are cheating on their wives, the women who are cheating on their husbands. How is it destroying families? How is it destroying families? Give me an example.
A husband that strays and visits prostitute.
So as long as he strays and doesn't pay for the service, that's totally fine then, right?
No. I didn't say the prostitute.
Well, then what the hell's the difference?
Destroys family.
Should we crack down on adultery, too?
Adultery's a terrible thing. Right now I'm dealing with a very close friend of mine whose marriage of 37 years is in turmoil because of the fact that he had an affair.
What should the sentence be?
Children and grandchildren.
So should he go to jail?
No, he shouldn't go to jail. I wouldn't say that adults...
But he should go to jail if he paid for the sex?
I think it should be against the law. Prostitution should be against the law.
Yeah, you've repeated yourself. So you believe your friend should go to jail if he paid a woman for sex? People who pay for sex shouldn't go to jail, but it should be against the law?
I think adultery is sin, and I think prostitution is sin. And I think prostitution is should be against the law.
We learn this from the Bible. You shouldn't try to enforce your religion on other people.
No, thanks for the call tonight, James. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. A little inconsistent there. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Skype username LRN.FM joining you here tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, who's sounding a little sick there.
Sorry.
Thanks for coming in tonight. You didn't have to, but I appreciate
no.
it. But we're talking about prostitution right now. We actually had a caller a few moments ago who, you know, purported himself to be a good Christian man, and he wanted to make prostitution
sure
illegal. Well, I don't know, Mark. A Christian is supposed to be somebody who emulates Christ, and Christ was more likely to be friends with the prostitutes and try to persuade them rather than advocating that men with, spears come and take them away and, you know, hang them from crosses or whatever it was that happened to prostitutes.
Christianity as it exists today has been perverted from the language of love that it was
right.
in the first and second and third centuries. By the 10th century, I think it was the 11th century, popes were declaring war. And,
yeah.
you know, all the peaceful aspects of Christianity
Jesus kill?
Right, had sort of been done away with the incorporation of pagans in the north and that sort of thing. So there was, to some extent, a merging of Jesus and Woden and these sorts of gods, as there were later on. I don't blame a person from attempting to, be good by the standard of their religion. I understand completely. But Christianity, if you read the Bible, is pretty clear. You can't be moral unless you can make a choice. God gave Adam and Eve a choice. Now, there was punishment to it, there's no doubt, but, you need to be able to, but that's God's business.
So what you're
God
saying is
says that if you are sinless, you can cast the first stone.
Yeah.
And best I can tell, none of us are. So therefore, when it comes to crimes that have no victim, or at least the victim is indeterminate, as it were, nobody should be throwing stones. This is the business of the person and their relationship with God as it exists at that moment. You're not going to have somebody come to God until they've had that bottom of the barrel moment. They've got to have whatever it is for them. They got to have that moment when they're like, wow, I'm out of control. I've got nothing that can save me here. I need someone or something. That's why they say there's no atheists in foxholes. Look, not to disparage any of the atheists who are listening. I'm just saying it's the reason that they say such a thing. And, I understand. But let's be clear. You can't take half of the religion and apply it. Christianity today is obsessed with sexuality. It has very little concern with the rest of the sins, it would appear. Pride? Avarice? I mean, good Lord, what Christian is worrying about, whether they're prideful or not?
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Bobby is on the line in Chesapeake, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, brothers. How are you guys doing tonight? Really enjoying the show.
Thanks. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Pretty cool. Yeah, really cool to be on the air with you guys tonight. Hey, listening to the conversation, I can't help but think about an old George Carlin routine. Where George is talking about prostitution and the legality of it. And he makes a really interesting point, is that having sex is legal.
Yep.
Selling is legal. Why is selling sex illegal?
Yep. I don't know.
It's a free market. It's a free market country.
It should be. It's not.
Why is it illegal to sell something that it's nobody cares if you give it away?
Because it's easy to go after people who are poor. And that's what it tends to be for prostitutes. You're telling a young lady whose greatest asset at that moment in time, as she sees it, is the ability to prostitute herself. Look, I think it's probably not a good choice, although I would say that there's probably 1% of the female population out there that has the emotional fortitude to handle prostitution.
Some of those women out there would tell you they put themselves through college with their prostitution business.
Yep. And I'll tell you right now, as a single man in America, whether you're paying for it up front or you're paying for it on the backside, you're always paying for it. Pay for it.
There you go. Good call, Bobby. Anything else you want to share?
No, I appreciate you guys, man. Great you call, doing man. What you're doing.
We will. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Bobby's ruining his future marriage with his whoremongering.
Well, the caller prior to Bobby in the last segment had talked about how a good Christian he was, and the government needs to outlaw prostitution, and needs to crack down, needs to really sentence these people.
Yep.
But then he talked about how it's ruining families or whatever, and I asked him for a specific example, and he talked about how men who might be cheating on their wives might be doing it with a prostitute, and then gave an example about his friend who was cheating on his wife, and now their marriage is in the ditch, but it wasn't with a prostitute. He was just cheating.
He just didn't know how to address that issue. He hadn't spent any time thinking about
right.
that.
Right, and that's the thing. People don't think about this. They don't realize that, as our caller pointed out, sex is legal. So is he talking about abolishing or outlawing any adultery? Because we've had that law in this country. That has existed. Adultery has been illegal at certain points in the past.
It's still illegal in some states,
yeah.
But they don't generally enforce it.
Right.
The prostitution's legal in parts of the United States and ignored in parts of the United States.
The idea that outlawing something gets rid of it is ridiculous, because we know that's not true. Right? Look at all the things that have been outlawed. Drugs, gambling, prostitution, guns. All these things are outlawed. You can still get them. as long as you're willing to go ahead and ignore whatever the law is and say, you know what, I'm willing to take this risk. It's an extra risk because having a prostitute already has its own risks involved in it, sexually transmitted diseases and things like that. But then, you know, driving it underground actually increases the chances that you're going to get an STD and
right.
that kind of thing.
What's the saying when it comes to guns? If you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. If you outlaw prostitution, only outlaws do prostitution. Prohibition works the same in any victimless crime. Yes, there are prohibitions on crimes with victims. If we focused on that and stopped worrying about the rest, imagine what we could do with our law enforcement community.
A man or woman in a relationship, in a marriage, as our caller was pointing out, that decides to step out of that agreement, to violate their agreement, their marriage agreement, and to go to a prostitute. The idea that that wouldn't even happen if prostitution were, prostitution in that case is a symptom of the problem, right? The person in the marriage is unhappy for some reason. The person in the marriage would like to get their sexual satisfaction somewhere else. So they decide to either do that by finding a consensual partner to cheat with that they don't have to pay for up front, or finding a prostitute that they can cheat with that they do have to pay for up front. Ultimately, something is going to happen if that person's unsatisfied. The marriage, something's wrong there between those two people. If prostitution disappeared tomorrow off the face of the planet, that wouldn't solve your friend's problems with the marriage.
So if we simplify this down, and I'm sure plenty of people would agree with the simplification, plenty of people would disagree. If we say that, you know, men are in relationships for sexual gratification and women are in relationships for emotional gratification, I don't believe it's that way, but let's just go ahead and simplify it down. I temper my behavior. I am an angry, mean jerk. Is that true, Ian?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I temper my behavior with you and with my wife. Because I know that ultimately you can find a different friend and she can find a different husband.
That's true.
I try to control my behavior as a result. Imagine if you were stuck in a relationship and the only friendship that you could get, my wife, the only husbandship she could get was with me because friendship and relations were outlawed. Hmm. I would probably be a bit more of a jerk.
Yeah,
right? Is that possible?
I can see that, yeah.
It would, maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't. But let's say this. It would incentivize jerkhood.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing when you say that men, and the caller used men, women, have used prostitutes now and then too, certainly not at the same level men do.
Correct.
But when you say men can't just go out and get sexual satisfaction by paying some money and getting it real quick, then you incentivize, from what I can tell, bad behavior on the part of the wife. I'm not saying that this is how my relationship is, to the contrary. But I'm just saying if we simplify things down, you can see a correlation between the two situations.
You're saying more sexual freedoms would correlate to
better relationships.
Yeah. All right, more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. If you want to join us here, your comments, your thoughts, welcome. You can also jump into our Skype at Skype username lrn.fm or hop in the Discord chat. There's Discord on-air call-in line at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want right here, live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Great website to go and get started down into the wide world of Bitcoin. It is a cryptocurrency that started the whole craze. It started back in 2009 by Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator. Learn the history. Learn the basics. Learn about Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com. And if you aren't so new and you just want to get the latest Bitcoin-related headlines from around the globe, drop into their news site at news.bitcoin.com. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we've been talking about prostitution and the crazy new federal government law that's cracking down on supposedly sex trafficking, but ultimately is going to end up cracking down on freedom of speech on the Internet. Kim, in Columbus, Indiana, listening to WIBC, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello. I was listening to your points on this, people trying to enforce prostitution and many other crimes, and the fact that most of the time it wouldn't work or people would go out of their way to ignore it. But I thought about if there was legislation that obviously tried to push to make prostitution illegal or more enforced, how would that affect the pornography industry? The answer is it wouldn't. And it would, because what would be the real difference between a woman having sex with a man she's never met for money versus a woman having sex with a man for a porno?
Indeed. There, the difference being that there's a camera present, I suppose. But yes, there's very, very subtle lines of differentiation there. And just to be clear, in most states it is illegal to film pornography, with the exception, as I understand it, of California and New Hampshire.
However, I would like to point this out. Pornography has been legal in New Hampshire for probably about a half a decade. And I have
feel like it's been more than that, but okay. Anyway, go ahead.
At least a half a decade. Yeah. And I feel like I have never heard of a story of pornography being produced in New Hampshire.
You wouldn't necessarily hear about
that. The only story I've heard is that somebody posted on a local Craigslist that they were trying to film some porn when, in fact, all they wanted to do was do exactly what you said. And the local police pretended to be some gal who was down for this, and then they convinced him to try it out without a camera first and then arrested him.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Mark, but you don't necessarily hear those things through the grapevine because porn production doesn't really go on Front Street, right? They don't hang a big sign up to let you know they're filming a porn down the street from you.
Just saying.
They just do it. So I can think of, off the top of my head, at least a couple of people within the libertarian community here who are porn actresses.
Okay, so it gets done here?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you understand the dirty underbelly of New Hampshire because, you know, they said that there was an opioid crisis in this town, and I'm like, wow.
Anyway, Kim, other thoughts you want to share? Please, go ahead. Kim?
My other thought was in the porn, if they tried to specifically make more legislation that a woman can't have sex for money, wouldn't that make, in a way, pornography illegal in all the states at the very same time?
If they did it at a federal level, yeah, it probably would.
Yeah, and I mean, you would have to ask yourself, according to the Constitution, I'm sure that many of the people who want to see pornography and prostitution illegal, are fans of what they would call the Constitution. But where in the Constitution does it give the right to the federal government to dictate this sort of thing? And I would posit that the fact that alcohol was made illegal through a constitutional amendment, that would be the only way that they would be able to do that. And, of course, they don't have the juice to get that done.
Exactly,
Kim, thank you.
Because it's really not their problem on the issue.
Indeed. And the federal government needs to stay out of this. Let it be a state's issue where, you know, hopefully we'll see more states with some sanity rolling back laws on prostitution like they did in Nevada, or at least parts of Nevada. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. In fact, Singularity in the chat room on the Discord, Mark, reminds me that there's at least one Free Talk Live former co-host who was in a pornography that I can think of, and I've seen it, so I know that it happened.
How does this stuff escape me? I mean, why, you people, why would you let something like this happen and not let me know? I want to know.
You didn't know about
it. I want to be in the circle. I want to know about you people and your depredations and your dirty, dirty stuff. I want to know. I like gossip.
It was called Reardon Porn. I don't know if the site is still out there, but it was gay pornography. Mark, so that might give you a clue as to which host it was.
I suspect I know which ex-host we're talking about at this point.
All right, so 855, 450, free, and I think they were charging cryptocurrency for it. So going on, we'll continue with your calls and thoughts here. Mark in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm a poor white, the conservative libertarian kind of person, and I'm a Christian, but I think I don't think prostitution should be illegal.
Good
I
man.
Think it's ridiculous. It just makes no sense. And you know, I think drugs should be totally legal, and I think prostitution should be legal. But the gun thing would, the drugs. We put the jails out of business. I think that's the main reason that drugs are illegal.
Yeah, they absolutely provide an unending stream of people to get locked up in the prison system, which, of course, justifies the prison wardens and the private prison owners to continue to justify building more and expanding the existing prisons so they can hire more staff and increase their budgets.
Yeah, you really can't even talk about racial justice in this country without talking about the drug war either.
Yeah, totally agree with you, Mark. And that's truly, if you are a Christian to be like Jesus, then who would Jesus lock up for their consensual acts, you know? I mean, he would talk to them. He would persuade them, but he wouldn't use a cage and a taser or whatever.
Well, you shouldn't judge if you're a Christian. You know,
indeed.
That's God's job.
You are the most Christian guy who's called the show tonight so far. Thank you for
your estimation.
Call tonight. That's right. That is by my estimation.
And if I would have bought, if I would have bought into Bitcoin when I first started listening to you guys, I'd be sitting pretty good right now.
You'd be sending us a big tip.
Well, the good news is, it's not too late to get into Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency. You don't just, I mean, just to clarify one thing for people who are new to Bitcoin, you don't need to buy a whole Bitcoin. So if you're interested in getting into Bitcoin and you see the price of it, it's what, around $7,000 US today, I think, for one Bitcoin. That's going to turn people off and be like, my God, I can't afford $7,000. Well, can you afford $30? Because you can buy $30 worth of a Bitcoin. You can buy $20 worth of a Bitcoin. So whatever it is that you can afford to lose, you can put it into cryptocurrency and then hold on for the ride. Don't get freaked out by the ups and downs of the day to day. Just kind of hold on and see what happens. Mark, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts.
Yeah, I recently gave advice to a family friend that I think that now is the time to buy in, that we've found a bottom.
I think it's the bottom.
That doesn't make me right, people.
Right.
That makes me genuine. It makes me believe the things that I say. And, you know, that's that. I think that now we can see all these institutional investors coming into Bitcoin. George Soros just said, you know, he's getting into big Bitcoin. You've got these big banks that are putting together, ETFs and that sort of thing with Bitcoin. You can't tell me that demand's not going to go up. I love this little statement that there are 15 million, over 15 million millionaires in the world, and there's about just under 17 million Bitcoins.
Yeah.
At some point, every millionaire is going to want to have a Bitcoin. What's that going to do for pricing?
It's I would say, a bright future for the world of cryptocurrency, and Bitcoin, of course, is on top of it all.
Could be a bear market for the next 2 years. We don't know.
There was a really, the last time the price had a big drop, it did stay low for a few years before it came back.
I wouldn't mortgage the house for this, although I can tell you there was a time when I did.
All right, let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Fred is in Michigan, listening in Flint to WWCK. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, the minister, the fellow who called in regarding prostitution being a blight on the country. Well, it starts in Washington, D.C., with the criminal politicians who have access to as much of it as they want, whichever gender they choose.
Right. And now, whenever they get caught, it's always like, I'm so sorry, my wife, I'm so sorry.
It's a lapse in judgment.
Yeah, and they never go to prison for it. They don't go to jail for it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you take a bunch of guys, and that's largely what the legislature is. You take a bunch of guys, you separate them from their family for weeks and months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You give them all the alcohol and fancy parties that they can go to. I wonder if prostitution will be involved.
Yeah. Leonard Caldwell, a German doctor living in South Carolina, heard an interview recently where he stated that in Germany it's fully legal, it's totally healthy, like it is in Amsterdam, Holland. And if I'm not mistaken, guys, I'm no Bible scholar, of course, but the resurrection, the guy that rose from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there a woman that greeted him? I think her name was Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene wasn't a prostitute, but she is historically maligned as one.
Hey, Fred, great call, man. Thanks for sharing it with us tonight. But yes, Jesus would talk to the prostitutes and befriend them, not throw them in cages. More coming up here.
George Norrie in Indian Wells, California for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcott, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.